AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. With the coronavirus pandemic in its most dangerous wave yet, President-elect Joe Biden is set to unveil his plan for breaking the virus's grip on the country. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It centers on a mass vaccination campaign.
Getting vaccine in people's arms.
The plan is to work more closely with state and local governments to do that. While Biden got his second of two doses Monday, only about 10 million Americans have received their first dose. Biden will also call for Americans to set aside any pandemic fatigue and recommit to masks and social distancing. He'll take office next Wednesday, exactly a year after the nation's first confirmed COVID-19 case. Sagar Magani, Washington.
965,000 people filed claims for unemployment last week. The number has slowly been going up.
By any measure, I think this is shocking.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says the new administration is expected to get to work on the economic aspects of the pandemic.
It will take further assistance to bring the economy out of its woes, and that's what President-elect Biden and elected officials in Washington are hoping to do with the next round of economic relief legislation.
The Vatican confirmed Pope Francis received the first shot of the coronavirus vaccine. A global team of researchers from the WHO is in Wuhan, the Chinese city where the coronavirus pandemic was first detected. President Trump's impeachment trial could begin at 1 p.m. on Inauguration Day, Wednesday. That would be just as Joe Biden takes the oath of office, which is typically held a bit after 12 noon. New York's attorney general is suing the New York Police Department, calling the rough treatment of protesters against racial injustice last spring part of a longstanding pattern of abuse that stemmed from inadequate training, supervision, and discipline. This is AP News. An influential Senate Republican is breaking away from President Trump.
Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says he is through with President Trump, and he told major donors that over the weekend. That's according to a Republican strategist who talked to the AP. Mitch McConnell believes President Trump did commit impeachable offenses, according to the strategist. Now, moments after the House voted to impeach the president, McConnell told colleagues that he has not yet made a final decision on whether to convict the president of inciting an insurrection, the single charge against him after his supporters attacked the U.S. Capitol building. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says if the president is convicted, the Senate will take a second vote on barring him from ever running for office again. I'm Rita Foley.
An aerial search for victims and wreckage from a crashed Indonesian plane has expanded. Divers continue combing the seabed looking for the cockpit voice recorder from the lost jet. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.